Joined today by Joey Loperfido off of his first three home run game of his career. Joey, I know you've gotten asked by a lot of people a lot of different questions. I'll just start very basically from last night for you, because to hit three home runs, you have to be pretty locked in. So what felt right at the plate for you last night that led to that success?
Was definitely locked in. I think, anytime you have a good game like that, you look back on it to try to be like, oh, you know, what was I thinking about? Where's my head at? And most of the time, you're not really thinking about anything. You're just kind of locked in on your approach and trying to take a good swing. So I was just playing pretty clear-headed.
First two left the ballpark pretty no doubt. Third one that you hit, the wind's blowing out to left. What are you thinking as that leaves the bat the second time you're up in the seventh inning?
Just that it felt good off the bat. I saw the center fielder kind of give up on it. And as a hitter, anytime you can see the ball kind of, you know, carrying away from the fielder and, you know, they give up on it, that's a great feeling. So they all felt good. It just felt good to kind of string some good at-bats together.
You've gotten to take 9 home run trots this season, and you take a quicker home run trot than I've seen a lot of guys make. I know that out of the box, you obviously want to hustle because you never know, you know, even when you really get it, if it's going to get over the fence. But why the quicker run around the bases for you maybe than slowing it down a little bit?
I don't know. We were up by a good bit last night, and I think, if you hit three, you definitely don't want to, you know, show anybody up or, you know, dilly-dally or take your time. So I'll enjoy them off the bat. I've always kind of gotten around the bases pretty quick on them.
You talked about making refinements and tweaks this offseason more than just making a big swing change. What refinements in particular can you point to, though, that obviously have clicked in for you early on this season?
Obviously working a lot on my lower body. I think, you know, as a hitter and, you know, trying to be a major league hitter, you know, having a solid foundation with your lower half is always going to set that up. So in the off season, just really working on that. And before camp, was able to work with Westlake and Houston at Minute Maid on some of the upper body stuff we wanted to get working on, and kind of have an idea of what we wanted to go with at spring training. So when, you know, camp came around and we got to West Palm, we could kind of hit the ground running. So just working a lot on really just my extension through the ball, my direction and maintaining all of that, you know, through the baseball and through the middle of the field. And that's kind of helped me pull the baseball a little bit better. This past week start to use the opposite field, which, you know, I feel like I've always been able to do well.
You mentioned getting to go to Minute Maid Park, and I know that was something that the Astros had opened up to guys on the 40-man roster, but I don't know if I'd realize that some of the minor league guys got to do that. What was kind of the day that you got to show up, and so that means that your season got started a little bit earlier than you maybe would have normally expected?
Yeah, it was an idea that the, you know, player development kind of bounced off me at the end of last year and, said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And I circled back to it, you know, about halfway through the off season, and just kind of became an opportunity that was available. So I was down there for, you know, maybe two and a half weeks over the course of maybe the last month leading up to camp. It was fun. I think just, you know, being around the guys, getting to, you know, work out in Minute Maid and get a little bit more comfortable there. And just get some really good quality work in with, you know, Aaron, who'd ultimately be my hitting coach here, my affiliate, and through spring training. I think it just kind of primed me for, you know, a good camp and then obviously a good start to the year so far.
Plate discipline is something that I know gets talked about a lot, but both discipline and swing decisions. How much of that can you practice in the off season, or is that something that it's more once you get into camp and you start facing, you know, live pitching, that's when you can start to work on those couple of elements?
Yeah, it's hard to simulate that, you know, in-game environment and decision-making in the off-season. I think a lot of that stuff is a product of, your approach and also your mechanics. As a hitter and I work on my lower half a lot, I think that's a way you can buy yourself some more time to see the baseball and you know, make swing decisions. If you can stay on a ball longer, if you can stay in your legs longer, I think you give yourself a bigger window for hard contact. I think it's just something that, you know, you got to be disciplined with through spring training and understand, you know, hey, the more pitches I do see, the more at-bats I get, the more comfortable I'll feel. And even when you get into the season, you know, I always feel like you reacclimate to live pitching at spring training, and then you kind of have to do it again once the season starts, just because, you know, it's different. But, you know, something my dad always says at the beginning of the year when I talk to him is, hey, like, however your first 20, 50 at-bats go, I guarantee you after that 50 or that 20, you know, the next bunch, you'll feel more comfortable. So,
how much do you lean on your dad to help you out and be there for you throughout the course of, you know, a long grinding season?
A ton. I mean, I'm fortunate to have a ton of support from both my parents, my sister, all my friends, and everybody that, you know, back home follows. So I think you need that. I think over the course of a season, even the ups, it's just so long and such a grind that, you know, to have them watching, and I mean, they watch like every game. They have a wedding tonight, so I don't know, he'll probably be on his phone in the church or something, but no, it's awesome. And they're a big part of my why, so it's always motivating kind of day in, day out.
I know that for, you know, times when it's going good like this, most people, it could be easy to get, you know, high on what's going on right now and maybe lose a little bit of focus. How do you personally mitigate that to stay focused, which it appears you've been able to do pretty well so far?
I think just try and be the same guy every day, which, you know, I feel like I can do. I also think I'm pretty tough on myself, and, you know, I'll always hold myself accountable, you know, for my at-bats and my defense and kind of my, you know, performance on the field. So I think just, you know, maintaining that accountability and trying to be, you know, the best version of myself every day, even when things aren't going great, just kind of at least be a consistent presence in the clubhouse and on the field. It's kind of the only thing you can do.
You mentioned defensive-wise, and you've gotten to play a little bit more first base over the last couple of days. I know that was something you wanted to work on in spring training. I've seen you out here working with Mickey Story and, of course, Sudi for everything. What areas in particular are you looking to work on while you improve at first base, which I know you're familiar with and you've had a good amount of experience with? What's kind of that last refining step in that for you right now?
I think just continuing to work every day. You know, to be an infielder at any of the positions, you know, at the upper levels or in the big leagues is challenging. And I think, you know, I'm fortunate to have Sudi and Mickey here, you know, in early work in BP to work with me. But, you know, similar to hitting, I think, you know, your footwork and your lower half kind of can set you up to make the routine play and give you a chance to make some special plays that aren't so routine. So I think just continuing to get more comfortable with that. You know, I trust my hands, and I think continuing to build on my lower half there to put me in a good spot to make the play.
I know that in recent years it's become more popular. Guys have looked to Pitching Ninja and things like that from the pitching side of things to learn grips, learn pitch shapes. Is there anything that you look at to model your left-handed swing after? Is there anybody that you kind of emulated and then made your own over the course of your professional career?
I mean, growing up a Phillies fan and, you know, him joining the team a couple years ago, I think Harper, you know, I've always kind of watched how he's moved in the box, and I think he's a pretty special athlete to get into those positions on a day-in, day-out basis. So I look at a lot of him in the offseason. I definitely see some similarities in our setup. And it's interesting, you know, his swing, you know, whether the start of spring training, start of the season to the end of the year, it changes. I think you can see, like, some minor adjustments he makes. And so just to see guys even at the top level, you know, the best at their craft, continuing to make changes to get better, I think that's kind of something I've tried to emulate myself.
Finally, you know, the last week or so, there have been a couple of guys who've gotten called up and gotten to go up and make their major league debuts, Blair Henley being one of them. And if I'm not mistaken, you were with Blair kind of whenever he found out. What happened for you guys on Sunday night back in Sugarland?
Well, we finished our game and we went and played 9 holes of golf, just like hanging out, trying to wind down after a long week. And we got some kava and just took it back to the apartment, and we're hanging out eating it. And Mickey called him, and he was supposed to throw like a flat ground or maybe like a bullpen or something on the off day. And I was like, oh, like, you know, Mickey's probably just coordinating when he's going to do that. But then I could kind of hear the conversation progress, and I was like, oh my God, Blair's going to get called up. But no, it was pretty cool. It's cool to see, you know, guys you come up with and guys who you spend years, you know, watching how hard they work, finally get that call. And we went and watched the game. He pitched at Spencer's apartment and all hung out that night, not knowing that, you know, in 24 hours it would be Spencer getting that call. So that was pretty cool too.
And for Spencer, I mean, he's, you know, on our flight here in the morning and then, yeah, you know, gets the call probably about the time that he arrives at the clubhouse that day. What's the reaction like in the clubhouse whenever that information comes through and everybody finds out that he's going to get to go up and pitch in the big leagues?
It's exciting. I think especially, you know, for guys where it's their first time making their debut, it's just that much more special. But I mean, really, anytime anybody goes up, whether it's your first time or your 10th time going up to the show, it's pretty special. And we have a good group of guys in there. And, you know, no matter who it is going up there, everybody's pretty supportive and excited, which is cool to see.
Actual last one from me. You hit 3 home runs last night. Kyle Tucker hit 2 for the Astros. I know that your locker was right next to him. Did you guys text at all last night about multi-home run games or anything like that?
No, I didn't. We'll Snapchat here and there. But no, it was fun being next to him in spring training. He kept it light and funny. But no, he took some good swings last night. So had another double just then today that we were watching. So wish him all the best. He was a good guy to learn from in spring training for sure.
Well, Joey, thanks for taking more than a couple of minutes of your time today. We appreciate it. Congrats on last night, and good luck moving forward this season.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.